The late Philip Melanson created the Robert F. Kennedy Assassination Archive in 1984, 4 years before the release of the Los Angeles Police Department's files on the killing. Those files were sealed for 20 years after the shooting. Melanson wrote 2 books about RFK's assassination, challenging the official conclusion that Sirhan Sirhan was the sole assassin in the pantry of the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Here's Melanson in a 1993 public radio documentary.
To date, there have been 4 witnesses whose accounts seem credible to me, who have talked about seeing a man in plain clothes with a gun in the pantry. And 3 of those 4 witnesses allege that such a gun was fired in proximity to Kennedy.
Melanson believed that Sirhan was programmed with the use of hypnosis to carry out the killing. Often assassination conspiracies like this are dismissed as loopy, but Philip Melanson brought academic rigor to his work. At UMass Dartmouth, librarian Judy Farrar takes me down to a climate-controlled storage room where the collection is kept. She rolls open a row of 12-foot-high shelves containing about 1 million pages of documents and other materials relating to the assassination.
Starts with the LAPD records here, then the FBI records. We have the House Select Committee on Assassinations, photographs, newspaper clippings, private investigators' materials. These are all the audio tapes.
The audio tapes include recordings of police interviews in which witnesses were browbeaten and pressured to change their stories, as well as recordings of hypnosis sessions conducted by psychiatrists. Sirhan had no recollection of the shooting during the sessions.
Reach for your gun, Sirhan. It's your last chance, Sirhan. Reach for your gun. Where is your gun? Where is your gun? Reach for it.
If you want to research the murder of Robert Kennedy, they have lots and lots of audio tapes that other people don't have. Interviews that various researchers have made talking to witnesses.
Bill Klaber is the co-author with Philip Melanson of the 1997 book Shadow Play, which refers to the RFK assassination as an unsolved murder. Klaber went back to the UMass archive to do research for the book's just-published revised edition. He also has a hand in a new podcast that makes extensive use of audio from the archive.
Senator Robert F. Kennedy has just won the California Democratic primary.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
But to get to the White House, he'll have to pass through the hotel's kitchen pantry.
Bill Klaber is part of a small fraternity of journalists and investigators who've spent decades researching the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Many in that fraternity have praised the work of Philip Melanson.
Phil was a brave man. I don't think I quite appreciated the extent of his courage when I was working with him. He was a tough guy. He took on the CIA. He took on some really rough characters in books that he wrote.
Robert Kennedy Jr. joined the list of those who believe that Sirhan was not the sole assassin. That group now includes the 93-year-old labor activist who was shot in the head with what is believed to be the first bullet out of Sirhan's gun. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Kalish.